Hey guys, it's Jackson here. Gonna talk about the game this Friday against West Holmes. So they're 7-0, really good team, one of our hardest opponents yet. We're hoping for a big turnout this week. It's a home game. For our theme, we've actually got costume night, so hopefully a lot of people come out and are sporting really cool costumes. And for our next segment, we actually are gonna ask Maggie a few questions. So Maggie, we got a few questions for you here. If you had $1 million, what would you do with it?
I feel like I would do a couple things. I would either go on a shopping spree, go get a dog, or go travel.
All right, so the next question is, if you could have any car in the world, what would you want?
I would want a white Jeep truck.
Okay, so next question is, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I would want to be able to read people's minds so I know what they think about me.
All right, so the last question is, if you could do anything that you wanted to that you've never been able to do before, what would you do?
I would go to Europe and travel all around. I would go to Paris and then go where Mamma Mia was filmed. I just want to see everything and eat the food there.
Awesome. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Hey guys, Maggie here, and if you listened to the podcast last week, I said I was going to be talking to Mrs. Young, but I couldn't find her today, so I'll talk to her next week or in another week coming up. So currently, we had a busy week for clubs this week. We had Interact Tuesday, Student Council Wednesday, and then FCCLA Thursday. I wasn't able to make it to the Interact meeting Tuesday, so Mrs. Young will have to talk about that another time. So in the Student Council meeting Wednesday, we really talked about how smooth last week went and how we were proud of what we did. And then this week, we talked about what we have coming up for Thanksgiving and Halloween. And one thing that I'll talk to you guys about is stall day. If you don't know what that is, that's where you bring money in your classes and you have like a certain amount that you need to bring. And if you bring that, then you get to stall your class all day. And us for student council, that's like a big thing for us because that's the money that we use throughout the year. And most likely on stall day, it'll be costume day. And I talked about this last week too, but with FCCLA, we just made shirts for breast cancer. So hopefully you guys got those and those will be coming in. And those will be worn the game October 22nd. An upcoming meeting that we have coming up is Gold, which that's going to be the 14th of October. And we just actually did pen pals for Gold, which was really fun to do because we got to decorate them and almost like get close to these kids that are in middle school so they have someone to talk to. All right, since I didn't get to talk to Mrs. Young this week, I'm going to be talking to a fellow student here at Shelby High School, Julissa Zahner.
Hey.
She really isn't in much clubs, I'm not saying anything, but I'm going to ask her how she feels like we set an example for the school and what she sees that goes well. Okay, so what do you think about student council, Julissa?
So I think they do.
Sorry, she needs to think this through.
I think they set a really good example for homecoming week and they show how to be leaders.
All right, thank you. All right, Julissa, if you could join one club, what would it be?
Probably FCCLA.
And why is that?
Because they get to go to meetings and convention centers and, like, they made the pink shirts, which was, like, a good idea. And also, I love waking up early in the morning to go to meetings, so, yeah.
All right, a big shout-out to Julissa for coming on this week.
And follow me on Instagram, Julissa Zahner.
I will see you guys
next week. Add me on
What does positivity mean to you?
So, I think positivity is having the right mindset and thinking the world is a cup half full instead of empty.
This is LJ Reed on Positive Vibes. This week's quote is, "It makes a big difference in your life when you stay positive." This was said by Ellen DeGeneres. When you start to think positive, things will start to be positive. You can start by looking in the mirror daily and telling yourself what you love about yourself, for example. Also, another example is, if you tell yourself you're smart every day, you're going to believe it and it will come true. So, if you think negatively, then you're going to most likely believe what's negative about yourself. So that's my advice for this week's quote.
This week, our football team plays an undefeated West Holmes team. This is going to be a really big game at home this week. Kickoff's at 7. Make sure you come out. It'll be a show. Last week, our Whippets won 37-7 against Galleon. The key to win this week is really going to be our offensive line. They really are going to have to protect Marshall so we can get our star receivers going early. This week, we're going to need to be able to put a lot of points up on the board if we want to win. And really, we're going to have to see Marshall step into his bag this week. If we can get some good pass protection for him, and he can take advantage of it, I don't see any way that we don't come out victorious. All right, so I'm here with Andre Hill, and we're going to ask him a couple questions about the game. Andre, what are you excited for about this big game this week?
West Holmes is undefeated. They're 7-0, and it's a great opportunity, as Coach Mahaney said, to knock off a team that's been doing so well these few weeks. And I think all we got to do this game is just execute and come together as one and let the game happen.
All right, thank you. Nope. All right, so this is going to be all for WM Weekly this week. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Have a great rest of your week, and we hope to see you back next week.